Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Also, the one for my book, ageofthecustomer.com. All that, will check it out and use it to your advantage. You can find out all about what I say in the book at those two websites. And if you like, you can buy the book there at ageofthecustomer.com. Robert Grady is our guest, folks. Rob is the author of Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, third edition. New updates in the third edition that means that this is a very successful book. Rob has been a member of our Brain Trust for a while. Rob, thanks again for hanging out with us.
Hey, glad to be here.
Give us your website again, by the way.
My website is Robert Grady, just my name, robertgrady.com, and Grady is spelled G-R-E-D-E.
All right, so check that out. Rob, what else are you seeing out there in the marketplace?
I'm just, because there are so many new entrepreneurs, we're seeing all sorts of problems with some of them because they, as I said earlier, guys and gals with their new businesses and great ways to make new products and deliver new services just don't quite understand how to meet the expectations of the new customer, this new age of the customer.
Do you think it's because they came from corporate America, many of them, when corporate America still thought that they, if you're in corporate America, you can still get away with a little bit of the age of the seller stuff. And the whole organization is committed to the age of the seller practices. You know, their hierarchy, their funding, their budgeting, and their relationships with media people, with agencies. They can still get away with it a little bit. Do you think that's the reason?
I think it's partly that, but mostly I think it's just inexperience understanding the marketing function.
Yeah.
I think too often they find themselves really good at making something or delivering a service, but not necessarily knowing how to identify their target markets properly and how to develop a marketing plan. That's where, first of all, understanding that the customer is king is what your book is about, and that's why I said earlier, using Naked Marketing, my book, to follow up and to actually implement that marketing plan is why both books are really important.
Do you think the new marketing plans are going to have to be heavier on humanity and a little bit less on statistics?
Well, understanding who your target market is may require some statistics. You want to take a look at the buying power, and there's a statistic right there, the buying power of your target market. How big is that target, and where are they located, all the demographic and psychographic information. That's still statistically based. What I'm hearing you say is you've got to appeal to them in new ways.
Well, you have to.
You got to make sure they're pulling.
Well, yeah, I'm saying that you do need to track. You do need to be able to be analytical, and track and measure and all that. I agree with all that, but I just think that the customer is going to require you to know a little bit more about them as a human being in the future than they have in the past. And that's the reason why I talk about in the book, Rob. I talk about how communities are going to trump demographics.
In my book, I call them tribes, and the communities that we develop through social media or through simply mailing lists, in old speak, if you will, those become our tribes, and how we influence those tribes, or more importantly, how they influence us, is the secret to our success for an entrepreneur. Understanding where those tribes are pushing us, or how they want to deal with us, what their expectations are. That's why Age of the Customer, your book, is so important, is understanding how those tribes are forming our expectations as entrepreneurs, And then reaching them is why entrepreneurs need naked marketing. That's the implementation side.
That's exactly right. And see, well, that's my point is that I think people are not going to respond to marketing that just focuses on you as a demographic. I think that marketing is going to have to focus on number one, the demographic, but number two, overarching that is what am I interested in? What do I care about? And which is the humanity part. I think there's going to have to be more of that. And Rob, this is one of the reasons why I think the age of the customer is custom made for small businesses. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely accurate. Understanding where those tribes, how they think, is more important than the fact that they all live in one area, or they have a certain income level, or they're all of one ethnic basis, or they're all of some age group. Those are all demographic characteristics. What you're talking about are what we call psychographic characteristics, and those are the habits and practices, the behaviors of our tribes. How do they behave? How are they controlling the marketplace rather than the marketplace controlling them? It's all about, think about this, Jim, if you think about two people who have identical demographics, they have the same income, they live next door to each other, they each have a three-bedroom house and 2.5 beautiful children, one guy's got a gun rack in the back of his pickup truck and the other guy driving a nice shiny new Buick.
Yep.
They have totally different psychographics, right, and different interests.
That's exactly right. And those are new expectations we're talking about. Hey, Rob, give us the website again, please.
RobertGrady.com, R-O-B-E-R-T. My last name is G-R-E-D-E.
Hey, Rob, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Jim, I look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks very much.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.